Hey, this is Dr. Dave. I'm the ICU doctor on. Hey, doc, what's going on with my mom? So your mom was found down at home, and now when we look at all the blood work, it seems like she's had multi-organ failure, meaning her lungs are failing from a pneumonia. She has severe kidney injury due to the infection and might need dialysis, and she's currently on a life support machine to sustain her breathing as well as her body. Does that mean she's gonna die? Is there not anything else that we can do to save her life?
We are already doing everything we can. She's on medications to support her blood pressure so that it's at a safe level. She's on almost maximal life support therapy through the ventilator to support her breathing. And for her kidneys, we're monitoring it, but she's slowly getting to the point where she might need dialysis to support her kidney function as well. And we've also covered her on antibiotics as well as a few other medications to help support the healing process. My question to you is, has she ever expressed any previous wishes about dialysis, getting chest compressions, or being on a life support for a long period of time?
No, doc, she hasn't. But she's been a fighter. She's been through so much in her life, and we all know she's very strong and stubborn, and she'd want to do everything possible to stay alive. This is what she told me last time when we were talking, and she was in the hospital. She said she'd want to do everything possible to stay alive.
Okay, that's good to know. However, staying alive has different meanings for different people. For example, now with modern technology, our life support machines, ventilators, dialysis machines, and ECMO machines, which support the heart as well as the lungs, we can keep someone's body alive almost indefinitely and for as long as we want to. However, that doesn't mean that we should be doing that. For other people, being alive means the ability to communicate, the ability to walk, the ability to eat and enjoy food and have new experiences. So my question to you is, what would your mother value? What kind of things does she enjoy doing in her life? What kind of things does she complain about? And more importantly, are there things or conditions in life that she would not want to live with or would not be acceptable to her? I know some people in the past have said, if I don't have my legs, I don't want to live like that. Or if I'm incontinent and can't take care of myself, I don't want to live like that. If I can't eat, I wouldn't want to live like that. Has your mother expressed anything along those lines?
No, doc, she hasn't said anything like that to us that I'm aware of, but she is a painter and has been an artist all of her life, and that's something that's really given value to who she is. And the times when she can't paint or can't express herself artistically, she has really complained about that. So, for example, she was in the hospital last year with a stroke, and she was not able to move her hands and body as freely as she wanted, and she really complained about that throughout the few months that she was in rehab. Thankfully, she was able to regain some of her function, but she was never the same as before.
Thank you for explaining that to me. Given that she's an artist and loves to express herself creatively, if she lost the ability to communicate or use her hands and a body in a way to produce art, then her quality of life would be quite poor. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. I think you're right. If she was not able to communicate or express herself through her painting, I don't think she would enjoy that quality of life.
Okay, great. The reason we clarify this beforehand is so that we know from the medical perspective what kind of interventions and treatments we should offer to help get the patient to where they'd want to be. And if we can't speak to the patient to get this information, we rely on family members like yourself.
So does that mean you're just going to stop all treatment and just let her die?
No, we cannot stop the life support and all the other therapies we've initiated just like that. It's again a discussion that we have with the family based on the prognosis of the patient. And if it's looking like the most likely outcome is one that would not be acceptable for the patient, that's when we have a discussion about withdrawal of life support and stopping all medical therapies. We're not there yet, and so our plan will be to continue full steam ahead and do everything possible to hopefully get her to recover and out of the ICU.
Thank you, doctor, for taking the time and explaining this to me.